Gemara says on the top of Daf Tezayin Aleph that Isamin Yud Aymer Lahavi Karka Shila V'Noiv Given Beis Olamim. We have a pasuk to be marbet that the din of Saito applies also in Shila V'Noiv and Given Beis Olamim, not only in the Mishkan and the Midbar. And Isamin Menachem Aymer in Mitzach, you don't need a pasuk for that. Amah Betuma Kala L'Chila Kakasa Betuma Seishish Chamur L'Kol Shechin. We have a Kavach Aymer. If when it comes to Tuma Kala Nichnas L'Mikdash Betuma, there's no chilik between the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. So when it comes to Tumas Eshes Ish Chamor, then Kal V'Chaymer, that there's no chilek between the Mikdash and the Mishkan, and therefore you don't need a pasuk to tell me to be Marba Beis Olam. Now the question on Limar is that, what type of Kal V'Chaymer is that? We're talking about two different things. Tumah Kala is talking about being Machnas Tumah into the Mikdash, bringing Tumah into the Mikdash, doing something which is Saisa, the Kedushas HaMikdash. Saita, Tumas Eshes Ish Chamor, is not talking about bringing Tumah to the Mikdash, it's talking about where is the makam, that's the valid makam to be Baidak the Saita. Where could the din of Ashkar Saita happen? Could it happen also in the Beis HaMikdash? So how could it be Medama, one din which is being Machnas Tumah to the Mikdash, another din which has nothing to do with being Machnas Tumah to the Mikdash, but rather just a din of Kvias Makam? Where does the Parsha of Saita take place? Where does the Bdikas HaSaita, Ashkar HaSaita happen? So Rashi seems to be Bavarning the Skashu B'Shana Hazav. Rashi says, B'der Maschel HaKoshrein Shehushvu Mikdash and Mishkan lebeidka ulevara mitaychem. Zokt Rashi that it's kal v'chaymer that the Mikdash and Mishkan will have the same din lebeidka ulevara mitaychem, to be beidker and to be mevarher and to remove her mitaychem from the Mikdash and the Mishkan. So Rashi adds in these two words over here, not only lebeidka but levara mitaychem. Not just talking about the bedikah, we're talking about being mevarher, removing her from the base of Mikdash or the Mishkan. So l'chay Rashi is bothered with this kasha. He's saying, what are you being medama tuma, which is being machnas a dover of Tumah to the Mikdash, this din which is just the Bedikah Ba'alma in the Mikdash. Rashi is saying no, that the din of Saita is not the reason why Saita is done in the Mikdash. It's not because that happens to be a good place to do the Hashkar of Saita. No, you could have done it in Bezdin. Why do it in the Beis HaMikdash? The Torah says you're doing it in the Beis HaMikdash because this is a Mikdash Tikkun Din. You're being Mevar the Saita from the Mikdash. Somehow the Saita is a steer to the Beis HaMikdash and you are Baidikar in the Mikdash to remove her from the Beis HaMikdash. And so it's a mavoi that somehow the musig of Tumah Saita is a seir to the Mikdash, just like being machnes Tumah into the base of Mikdash. Now what's the beer in that? Look how the beer is, like the Ramban says in Chumash, Parashas Nasir, the Ramban says that the end of the Parashas Saita is, it's garim to be mashah the Shechina of Yisrael, because Kozman there's mamzerim of Yisrael, mamzeris, the end of mamzeris takes away the Hashrasa Shechina, and when you are Isaac in the Parashas of Saita, and you're biting the Saita, and you're mevar, that she's not mezan, and you remove the inin of that takes away the inin of mamzeris, and that causes the shechina to be shayr and klal yisrael. So it's mavur that the musik of saita is really a steer to kedushas hamikdash. If isha is mezan, that's a steer to kedushas hamikdash. Just like the machnas tumah to the mikdash is a steer to kedushas hamikdash, and when you're isaac in the parsha of saita, it's restoring the kedushas hamikdash. It's allowing the shechina to be shayr, and that's the reason why Bdika Saita happens in the Mikdash. Is not a mikra, but it's midini ha-mikdash. It's something that has to do with halachas of the Mikdash, of keeping the Mikdash b'kedushasay, keeping the Ashrasa Shechina, and that's what Rashi means, lebaidka levar mitaychen, and the meil lekal v'chaymer of the Gemara's Gevaldik, that if by Tumah Kala, bring machnas Tumah Kala to the Mikdash, there's no chilek between the Mikdash and the Mishkan, who then legabe Tumas Eshesh Chamura, the din of Saita, which is also a inyan of being Saita, the Kedushas ha-mikdash by the Znus, which takes away the Ashrasa Shechina, and with that also there's not going to be a chiluk, and the din of Bedikas Saita should apply both in the Mikdash and in the Mishkan.